Leicester City this Friday night. It is the pre-match warm-up. Ian Ryan, Neil Atkinson, Kev Walsh, Lizzie Doyle back in for this one as well. Pete BBC Selby to come
Lizzie Doyle.
A little bit later on. And Neil, the manager has done his press conference. Cody Gakpo was at the heart of the conversation, as you'd expect. He seemed absolutely delighted to get this one over the line and with the minimum of fuss.
I think the minimum of fuss part's one of his things. I think he loves the idea that he's getting people in for as early as he possibly can. I mean, I'm not quite sure how Cody's work permit will work, but I suspect he's training with Liverpool today. Yeah. Even if he has to maybe wear a black vest or something at this point for wherever he wants to.
One of them has off the stall in town.
Exactly. I think he'll be delighted that he's just got the football and he can start to work with the footballer regardless of registration. And I think minimum of fuss is what he's massively about. And I think he doesn't want the football club to be taken over by things that are separate to what he's doing on the pitch and what's happening on the training field. You know, we've seen that and heard that from him over and over again. So I think he is delighted. I think he'll be thinking to himself, you know, he'll be wanting to get the player involved. He was saying Wolves. I would be surprised if he isn't on the bench for Brentford, if it can all be pulled together and then go from there. I think he'll start Wolves, don't get me wrong, but it wouldn't surprise me if we get 20 minutes of it coming up for the game against Brentford. And I think it's good for him to feel as though he's got that additional attacking option that he can use now across the next few weeks. It's worth saying, again, you get the other side of Brentford, and this is a bit of a funny one because we're going to talk about Brentford a fair bit, but you get the other side of Brentford. There's only two more league games in January, and there's no Champions League games. So they may try and drop Wolves at home in somewhere maybe, but I would have thought if they were going to do that, they would have said so by now. So I think he'll be feeling good in every single front, because the other thing I think he'll be looking at is January. I'm thinking he's got a few full weeks in the training ground as well with no midweek games, and he loves all that as well.
Get it done so quickly, Lizzie, feels massive. But not just that, it's a lad with bags and bags of potential. The manager was at pains to talk about how good he is and how much he's looking forward to working with him. But you've seen it before, when you can bring a lad in, especially a lad who can provide goals, it does not give the squad a massive boost.
Yeah, and we needed that boost, didn't we? Because we were looking light, I think, across that front line with Diaz and Jota both being out injured, and Diaz has been knocked back to like March now, is it? And then you're looking at, and then Bobby was nowhere to be seen the other night, was he? Off the back of the international break, you think he'd be there, and it just all of a sudden started to look a little bit thin. But when you add someone like that, someone that we don't know about, never mind the players and the opposition, I'm dead excited. They will have seen what we'll have seen at the World Cup. And the fact that he plays off the left as well and is pacey. I mean, I'm liking the fact he keeps signing pacey left wing style players. I'm all for it. And he's massive, isn't he? He's about 6'4", something like that.